KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Back at Chanute High School, Dylan Sherwood with you as Emporia High wins it 57-23. It's time now for our game stats brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Let's go over the Coffeyville numbers. They were led in scoring by Deron Davis with 7. They had 4 from Dontavius Boykin, 3, and also Aiden Karen with 4. What else do I got? 3 from Keyshawn Hayes, 2 from DeAndre Shobe, 1 from Jameek Shobe. Griffin Adamson also had 2 for Coffeyville. The final numbers for the Golden Tornado, they're now 4-5 on the season. They were 10 of 33 from the field for 30%. They were 2 of 15 from beyond the arc, that's 13%. They were 1 of 4 at the free throw line for 25%. They rebounded the ball 19 times, committed 19 turnovers. 40 victorious Emporia High Spartans. 2 players in double figures, led by Parker Leeds with 17. Drew Hess with 10. 8 apiece from Jalen King and Cooper Reck. 5 from River Peters. 4 from Sheldon Stewart. 3 from Nolan Jacob. 2 from Blake Spellman. Spartans 26 of 45 from the field for 58%. 3 of 14 from beyond the arc for 21%. They were 2 of 4 at the free throw line for 50%. They rebounded the ball 25 times, committed 9 turnovers. Those are your game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. This is the Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show. As the Spartans win at 57-23, a date with the Andover Central Jaguars tomorrow night at 8:15. And that is an approximate tip time. It depends on what happens in these other games happening before Emporia High. The consolation semifinals are at 3 and 4:45. The first semifinal will be either between Parkview and Campus, and they'll take on either Chanute or Bishop Miege. So in Emporia, and I'm going to have to scout a little bit, so I'm going to stick around. That's Emporia High already back out as they had a quick talk by Emporia High boys basketball coach Lee Baldwin, who picks up career win number 155 here this afternoon here in Coffeyville. I'll tell you what, while we're waiting on Coach Baldwin, let's take a one-minute break, and when we come back, we'll pick our play of the game and our player of the game, and we'll visit with Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin. 57-23, Emporia High wins it over Coffeyville here in the first round of the Ralph Miller Classic here from Chanute. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Ruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Ruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And by Cofeld Signs. The whole crew at Cofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans!
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
57-23, Emporia High wins it over Coffeyville. This is the Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show. Dylan Sherwood here with you from Chanute, as we will get Lee Baldwin here in just a moment. Sign now for our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance agent Kelly Madrano for auto, home, life, or business insurance. See shelter agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th here in Emporia. And our play of the game, you know, just because it was a dunk, I got to go with River Peters' dunk. happened late in the third quarter, so River Peters dunk. In the third quarter is our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th in Emporia. It's time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. We will pick our player of the game after this 30-second break, and we'll visit with Lee Baldwin as well. Spartans win at 57-23 over Coffeyville. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Start the new year with a fresh new look. Visit the office of Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye Care. Get an evaluation of your vision with a complete eye exam. Then, shop for your best look by checking out their new frame brands. If contacts are your preference, order through the office or go online. Go to TosoFamilyEyeCare.com for their list of insurance carriers. Treat yourself this year by using your flexible spending account on a new pair of eyewear. Make an appointment today with Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
And our Toso Family Eye Care player of the game, we're going to hand those out to Parker Leeds tonight as he scores a game-high 17 points to lead the Emporia High Spartans to the 57-23 win over Coffeyville. And Parker Leeds is our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. It's time now for our conversation with Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin. Coach, you jumped out 11-0. They got to within 5, but then you responded with a 12-0 run to start quarter number 2 and never looked back from there. And let's talk about tonight and getting the job done, taking care of business.
A lot of credit to our guys. In a gym like this where it's not a lot of crowd, it can be tough to bring your own energy, and I thought our guys did a really good job from the get-go. It looked like it mattered a lot to our guys. You know, we were positive on the bench, we were vocal, we were loud, and it was fun. That was impressive. We deserved that one.
Yeah, definitely. Forced a lot of live ball turnovers. You forced them into a lot of turnovers early. They had 13 turnovers in the first half, but you forced a lot of them in that opening quarter.
Yeah, we had an idea of what they were going to try to do against the 1-3-1. They were going to try to do an overload, which is four guys on one floor. So we worked on that for two straight days, and credit to our guys for executing what we practiced on.
You got to bring in some other guys as well. Parker Leeds had a heck of a game, and Parker has kind of had a, you know, he was good for, during the Paul Terry Classic, and then, you know, he didn't score any points against Great Bend. He's kind of picked it up, but, you know, he scores He had 19 a couple times in the Paul Terry Classic. He had 17 tonight. I guess he likes playing in tournaments.
Yeah, Parker's come in to school this whole week early in the morning about 7 o'clock to get an hour worth of shots up. And, you know, the reason I bring that up is that just shows that he's invested and he cares a lot. Like, this matters to him. And I'm really happy that he played well tonight for him and his confidence because, he's a good player and he deserves those things.
You mentioned to me in pregame about 12 of 31 from inside. You're going to take 23 of 31 tonight, right?
Yeah, it was a different type of game, obviously. We got more live ball turnovers and runouts, so we were shooting layups without guys being contested. So we'll have to do that again tomorrow against a team that's going to be superior in size against us.
What'd you like about getting a lot of your guys some rest? Because you subbed a majority of that fourth quarter. Drew Hess and Calvin Seeley, they got the minutes there in the fourth quarter. Aiden Skiles came in, Nolan Jacob as well, and Blake Spellman as well.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, you know, when you bring 12 guys down here and you're going to stay the night, two nights in a hotel, you want everyone to have fun and enjoy being a part of it. And that was nice for all guys to get in. And, you know, we were excited for everybody that played and scored and, you know, get some guys some rest for tomorrow.
Thoughts on Andover Central? They look good. You're familiar with them. I'm familiar with them too because they got a lot of players back from last year.
They're big. They're athletic. They're going to play a 2-3 zone. They're going to bait you into throwing the ball in the middle, and then from there they just want you to play one-on-one versus the 6-9 guy.
Yeah.
So it's really about, we know what they're going to do. It's about executing that. And then obviously defensively we're going to have to play our best game of the year with really good ball pressure and rebounding. But, you know, if we play as hard as we did tonight, I think we got a shot to keep it close in the fourth quarter.
Do you feel like going against the Adamson kid tonight maybe kind of helped you with the Andover Central 6-9er?
Yeah, I mean, we did a good job. You know, when teams have size like that, our only option is to speed them up. if it turns into a half-court game against that type of size, that's just not to our advantage. So we're gonna do a lot of the same things tomorrow that we did tonight and hope for the best.
So what's on the docket for tomorrow? You guys don't play until 8:15.
Oh, boy. Well, in the morning, we're going over to the elementary school to read to the young pups over there, and then we have a practice for an hour, and then we're going to have some downtime. So my old bud will probably be in the pool. So that's
really
that's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
So. Well, I'm not staying the night tonight, but I will be tomorrow night. So I'm going to get down here plenty early, and I got to find you. So
all right. Well, I'm happy for our guys. It should be a good crowd tomorrow night, and we've got an opportunity, if we take care of business tomorrow, to play for a championship. So exciting for our guys, and I think we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
And you're familiar with, because you played them last year. What was it, the last matchup you played against Andover Central? You lost by 2 points.
Yes, we lost to the buzzer there, and, you know, they run a lot of the same stuff. So, you know, I run some of the same stuff, so really be about who plays harder.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Dylan.
That's Emporia High Spartan Coach Lee Baldwin joining us here in postgame as the Spartans win at 57-23. Take one more break, and when we come back, final comments and some other scores, and we'll wrap things up here from Chanute. 57-23 Emporia High over Coffeyville. Spartans are now 9-2 on the season. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
AM 1400 KVOE Emporia. 96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land partners.
This has been the Spartan Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans! Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites. Live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
And back one final time from Chanute. Emporia High wins it 57-23 over Coffeyville, and they will get Andover Central tomorrow night at 8:15, and that will be an 8 p.m. pregame here from Chanute. Should be a very good one. Don't forget, you can tune in right now to Country 101.7 FM for girls semifinal action, as Chase County is taking on Osage City, and that will be followed by Mission Valley and Council Grove. Final comments, good win for Emporia High here tonight, bouncing back. And now a big test coming up with Andover Central tomorrow night at 8:15, 8 o'clock pregame, and a big one, and a team that Lee Baldwin's familiar with, I'm familiar with as well, and a familiar face that Emporia High sees usually here in the Ralph Miller Classic. I know the couple of times that I've been covering, that I covered Emporia High in years past, Andover Central would either be in the championship or the semifinal against Emporia High. So should be a good one tomorrow night here from Chanute High School. 8:15 is the tip time, 8 p.m. pregame here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Could be around 8, could be earlier. It just kind of depends on what happens in the first three games here from Chanute in the 51st annual Ralph Miller Classic. Want to give a special thanks to Greg Ray and Connie Osorio for running the show back at the KVOE studios. And stay tuned. We will have the 5 o'clock news and information block. So get you caught up with news and sports. And you'll hear from Lee Baldwin in our sportscast with Greg here in just a little bit. And, yeah. And I know some of the guys are hanging around here and they want to talk to me before I leave. So for those guys back at the KVOE studios, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to Spartan Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Bidding you a good evening from Chanute High School. I will talk to you again tomorrow as Emporia High will take on Andover Central in the semifinals of the Ralph Miller Classic. This has been Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Basketball has been brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, the RV Dock, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Kayla Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, and Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KVOE Spartan Booster Club.
96.9 FM.